know. But these, when they began to build these, they built the dining and living room area, and then your bedrooms.
I see.
They fixed them up over there. Before we left over there, they fixed those where you're running water, which we didn't have when we moved there. You had to draw it out of a well for everything you done.
For cooking and washing.
Cooking and washing and for your livestock and what have you.
Was it hard on you?
Yes, it was hard. Now, you think about drawing a bucket of water and they could draw in, there's no telling how much if you've got, you know, say for your washing. You've got to have draw plenty for you. For washing your clothes, then you've got to draw for rinsing your clothes, and you've got to, you would boil them in a pot. You boil your clothes in a pot.
On a stove or in a fireplace or what?
No, you made your big black pot out in the yard.
Oh, in the yard.
Yeah, and you boil your clothes. I was used to that all my life until we got to have a washing machine. And we were over here a year before I got a washing machine. But it wasn't automatic. But it was a long ways from...
I guess so.
from the yard kettle. From that rub board. You take the rub board. What? And you rub those clothes almost clean before you boil.
What type of soap did you use? Did you use your homemade soap?
Homemade soap.
And that was what?
You made it out of potash and old grease scraps and things like that.
Grease from like the pig killing and stuff like that?
That's right.
The lard.
My mother-in-law, she lived with us 20 years. We married. Her name was Caroline.
Caroline.
Mm-hmm.
What was his, what was Mr.'s father's name?
His name was Alec. Now, he died, 4 months before my husband was born.
Oh.
He never knew his dad.
My goodness.
And she raised those children.
They were from where?
Well, they, lived in Wilcox County.
Wilcox.
Uh-huh. And then when he, like I say, when he was 15, when he was a baby, she never married again. Then he had an older brother that could help, and they moved to a little town we call Art up here.
So there were how many children there?
There was her and two girls and two boys. At that time, the older girl was married, and she had the five. And now, she had lost a son, the oldest son. He was married and had one son and took pneumonia and died.
Was Mr. Wilson's sister?
No, this was his mama's. This was his oldest brother that died. And he was the oldest child.
Oh, so his brother was the one that died?
Yeah.
Mr. the oldest brother, or his brother that died was the oldest?
No, his brother. He's the baby.
Oh, he's the baby.
And his brother was... that died was the oldest, and the one that was old enough to help his mama out. I believe he must have been around 17 years old when his daddy died. And so he could help her out, but like he got married later on, of course. I don't know just how old he was when he married, but he got married and had a wife and one son. And he died, and of course she had to depend on her other son that come along. He was 8 years older than my husband, and so back then you had to start working when you was real small, because you didn't get much education either.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he had to help start making the living when he was young.
Well, certainly since his father died.
And that's right.
So young.
He was about 15, and he started helping him. That's when they could rent them a two-horse crop when they was 15.
Yeah. I've never heard that expression. That's new to me. Real new.
Is that right?
Yeah, like a two-horse crop or one
three-horse crop
or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Some of them had bigger ones than that, but they still turned them with mules.